Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Catherine. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a full-time writer. I live in Montreal, and Have You Seen Her is, I think, my 15th novel. It's coming out on June 22nd.
You're like, I've read so many that I forgot how much is the number.
Yeah, it's confusing.
So how's it been to be a full-time writer? Because you were a lawyer before that, and you transitioned like somewhat recently, like a couple years ago.
Yeah, so I practiced law full-time until August 2020. And so I've been a full-time writer for 2.5 years, I guess now. Yeah. I mean, you know, it was definitely a transition, but part of it was weird because it was the pandemic and we were all at home anyway. And, so, but it's been good. It's been good. It's like anything has its ups and downs, and it's good days and it's bad days, but it's been going well.
Yeah. So, do you find yourself producing more or producing less? Like now that you have that, you're no longer concentrated to pockets of time to write.
Yeah.
Like you actually have like, quote unquote, all the time in the world.
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm definitely producing more, but I wouldn't say that I write my thrillers any faster.
Yeah.
I do have two books coming out. Why I'm confused about how many books I wrote is because I also have a rom-com coming out. Under a pseudonym on May 2nd. I had time to write this when I wouldn't, it's called Hazel Finds Things Along, when I wouldn't have had time. But it's more, it gives me time to write different kinds of projects. I've been doing some screenwriting also, as opposed to more thrillers, because those take time and there's only so many words I can write in a day on any given project. So,
all right. Yeah. So we got to talk about the rom-com. What made you decide, you know, I know you're a rom-com reader. So, but what made you decide to write it? Like, was it like, you know, a little palate cleanser? Like I was telling you, I had a palate cleanser from our rom-coms to your thrillers, because it was like, I needed
too many rom-coms,
too many happily ever afters. I needed something that just like a little bit more like husband did it kind of deal.
I mean, for me, you know, writing a thriller, you're living in a dark place, right? Like you're writing about bad things.
Yeah.
And even though I don't, you know, I don't think anything super horrible happens in my books. Like I'm not into graphic violence, but it's still a dark place. And so, and then also I've just always been someone who's had lots and lots of stories to tell. But when I was working full time as a lawyer, you know, doing one book a year was enough. So, so I parked a lot of ideas along the way. And, I actually started my career writing funny romantic comedies, you know, so I wanted to go back to that, and it was super fun to write that book. And yes, there is the happily ever after, but what I think I bring to the table in my rom-coms, hopefully, is there is a twist. And it's not just about the romance. It's set in a reality singing competition. And, you know, I think like her career is just as important as the romance aspect of it. So it's a little more balanced than sometimes, those books are.
This is very exciting. So when is that book coming out? So
that's coming out next week, or I don't, well, by the time this comes out, it will have already come out, but May 2nd, 2023. And it's called Hazel Finds Things Along. And my pen name is Katie Wicks.
Okay. This is very exciting. So now let's talk about your thriller, which is when this episode will air, which is Have You Seen Her? Tell us the elevator pitch.
Sure. So it's about a woman named Cassie, who grew up outside of Yosemite and left 10 years ago. And she's coming back from New York. She has some bad things that have happened there that she wants to leave behind. And she's coming back to work as a search and rescue worker in the park in Yosemite. And soon after she gets there, a couple goes missing. And it is similar to a case that she worked on 10 years earlier. So it brings up the past. And I'm sure it's all connected somehow.
Yeah. So I got to ask you, because this is a departure, like this is National Park Yosemite, this is search and rescue. So what was kind of like your research process to get this part right, just to, because it's not regular lawyering, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think a few of my books have been about lawyers, but usually not. But my sister and brother-in-law worked as search and rescue workers for 5 years in Yosemite.
Oh,
so I was able to pick their brains. And, you know, they've told me stories over the years. And I've wanted to set something in Yosemite for a long time. And so, so that was part of the research. I also watched, there's a big rock climbing component to this too. And so I watched like every rock climbing documentary that there is. There's a lot of them. I watched Free Solo, The Dawn Wall, The Alpinist, 14 Peaks, like a whole bunch of things. And then I've long had an interest in alpinism, and I've read a lot of books about climbing Everest and things like that. So, and I'm a hiker myself, and have climbed one big scary peak many years ago. So, yeah, that was my main research. And my sister's family lives just outside of Yosemite in Mammoth, where part of the book is set. And so I've spent time there. I've spent time in the park.
Oh my gosh, I love this. I love the fact you're able to combine some firsthand resources as well as, you know.
Yeah, but if I made mistakes, it's not their fault. Like,
yeah.
No. Sometimes things had to change for the story.
Yeah. It's fiction. So
it's fiction.
Yeah, awesome. Sure. So let's chat some book recommendations. What kind of books do you tend to read?
I really read widely, honestly. I mean, I read a lot of thrillers. I'd say 90% of the thrillers I read, it's because I've been asked to blurb. Mm-hmm. So that sort of takes up most of my thriller space, but I'll still leave room to read, you know, Ruth Ware. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Mary Kubica's. And then I do read contemporary romance, rom-coms. You know, I've read all of Emily Henry's books, Carly Fortune's book. And then I also, like, I try to read some of the big books every year, even if they're outside of what I would normally be attracted to. And so because of that, I read the Midnight Library, for instance, by Matt Haig, which I thought was great. And I read The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue, which was also great. So I really read pretty widely. I don't tend to read sci-fi. And I don't generally read much historical fiction either, but I have, you know, it depends, but I like a lot of my reading time is taken up with books for blurbing, which obviously I want to pay it forward, and I'm always happy when people read my books, but that does fill up my queue pretty quickly. So
yeah, I can imagine. I feel like especially like it's a lot of like just reading through and then really coming up with a quote, you know, coming up with like an actual review, like, you know.
Yeah, that's harder than you think a lot of the time. Too, you know, like it's I've never done the exercise of putting all my quotes on one piece of paper, and I worry that some of them are very similar to others. Yeah. And even if the books aren't, because particularly with thrillers, you don't want to give the twist away. And, you know, so there's only so many things you can say. But, and then the funny thing is, too, probably a bit like what you do, is I read a lot of books before they're finished.
Yeah.
Right. And so even sometimes like pre-arc. Yeah. So that's also a different experience, too, you know, like there are typos and all the things that are wrong with my books before. And obviously, you just have to put that aside and,
yeah,
and just, you know, read the book for what it is. So
yeah, you just get to read the story. I ignore the like most of the stuff, and sometimes like things change because the author, like, you know, editor realized, I'm like, oh my gosh, this needs to be changed and altogether.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, it frustrates me when I see people with ARC reviews, like somebody I saw was complaining about, have you seen her, that y'all was misspelled, which I noticed in copy edits, you know, and I'm like, oh yeah, like,
we'll
fix you're it. Right. It was misspelled, you know, but it's not the final book. And like, it literally says on the cover that it's an uncorrected proof. So,
yeah. You
know, I think people should have a little bit of grace and think about if they wrote 90,000 words and then a bunch of people read it before someone had edited it. Like, I'm sure there'd be lots of typos in there too.
Yes. So. Yeah, pretty, much. Pretty much. Do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
A book that's coming out in July by Liz and Lisa. It's called Forever Hold Your Peace. Liz Fenke and, oh my God, I'm Fenton and Lisa Stanky. I am like merging their names together. But it's a fun, like, contemporary story with romantic elements in it. A woman finds out her daughter is getting married. But very quickly after being on vacation, and she and her husband decide to team up with the parents of the potential groom to break up the wedding. But there's history there with this other couple. And so it's told from multiple points of view and it's multi-generational. It's like fun and funny book. Yeah. A great summer read. It's coming out July 11th.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking forward. I love Liz and Lisa's book. Like, I don't know their last names. I just know Liz and Lisa.
Yeah.
So, this is so exciting. So, Catherine, tell us where you can find you online.
And I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Catherine McKenzie Author. And my webpage. Is that what it's called? Website, CatherineMcKenzie.com.
Thank you, Catherine, for being on the show.
But thanks so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.